A 10-foot-tall security fence built 2 years ago has caused false signals on airport radar, leading officials to use a backup system in Indianapolis to track planes on approach. Aircraft flying below 3,500 feet recently became invisible on the local radar, leading Airport Director Tom Long to call the Federal Aviation Administration for help. Long says investigators will visit the airport in the coming months to diagnose which section of the fence is causing the problem.
We're planning on taking a fence down in certain sections, but we have to put something up in its place. If it doesn't have any effect for the radar, then we'll put that section back up and try another section. So it's a hit and miss to figure out what part of the fence line is actually interfering with the radar.
Long says deer and other wildlife entering the airfield caused the FAA to order the fence, but he says studies did not anticipate any problems with radar.
The airport had some wildlife issues, so the FAA asked us to have a wildlife management plan, and they were also supposed to put up a wildlife fence. Everybody approved that to go in, so they started to building the fence line, and then later on they've noticed that they had some radar problems.
Long says he's unsure when the airport will be able to use its own radar system again. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.